Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show. It is Monday, June 23rd, 2025. I am Paul Gallant and this is the most interactive sports talk show in town with Sean Mapes behind the glass. Appreciate everyone stepping up as I took off Thursday, took off Friday, went down to, went up and then down, I think, my geography's a little bit off, to Newport, Rhode Island in the Northeast. Had myself a good old time, bachelor party with some friends from college. I remembered thinking to myself on Sunday, knowing at the very least I would have an NBA Finals Game 7 to watch on the flight back, what the hell else am I going to talk about? How much research am I going to have to put in? It's an early July, late June show. I mean, this is officially the just baseball time of year. So I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to talk about? May or may not have dozed off as I was in a car going 3 to 4 hours to the airport I was flying out of.
Not driving.
Okay, thank goodness, Sean. None of that this weekend. Thoughts and prayers and shout out to all the people who did the driving this past weekend. The Uber drivers we annoyed, et cetera, et cetera. But one of my buddies wakes me up about like 20, 30 minutes into the drive, and they tell me that Kevin Durant had been traded to the Houston Rockets. I'm wondering to myself, okay, well, the Suns, not too long ago, seemed like they wanted an awful lot for Kevin Durant. So what did Houston pay to get him? They're sending away the number 10 overall pick in this year's draft and five more second-round picks. Pick number 59 this year, two in 2026, one in 2030, that one belongs to Boston, and another in 2032. They also shipped off Dylan Brooks. Brooks was a key part of, I think, resetting the Rockets' culture under Ime Udoka. I do not think that without Brooks, things would have moved as quickly as they did as far as putting the Steven Silas era in the rearview mirror. We thank Brooks for his 2 years of service. And then as far as Jalen Green goes, look, we don't know what the guy's going to ultimately end up being. And I felt like a lot of people were out on Jalen Green, perhaps a little bit too out on Jalen Green in the wake of that dreadful 6 out of 7 game performance that he had against the Golden State Warriors in the first round of the playoffs. That could be a good player somewhere. I still think he's going to be best case scenario, a sixth man on a contending basketball team. And that's all it took for the Rockets to get Kevin Durant, 37 years old, in the last year of a contract that will give him $54.7 million. Since this trade happened, he is immediately eligible for a new 2-year extension. Will that extension happen? I imagine it will, but that remains to be seen. I like this trade. And I challenge you to find a reason that this trade shouldn't have happened. It can't be age. I'm not allowing that one. It can't be injury concern. 5 second-round picks and the 10th pick, plus a guy in Jalen Green who's never been very consistent and honestly is a bit of the Silas era, and a Dylan Brooks. That's what it took. That's not that much. It looks like a lot. Because we're talking about 5 draft picks and a number 10 overall pick. And we're talking about 2 players. But this was a hell of a trade. And the Rockets, because they have done such a good job of restocking the pantry over the last couple of years, are very well positioned to withstand the losses of two very important players this past season to bring in one who hopefully, when push comes to shove, is actually going to be able to consistently score. Because that's why the Rockets season ended early last year. You take a look at that Rockets-Warriors series, these guys could not create a shot to save their life. You know who's really good at creating shots? Kevin Durant, because he's 12 feet tall and can shoot. The ultimate, you cannot stop this man from shooting player in the league. Sure, you could put a defensive defense on him and challenge him and all that jazz. It's very difficult to contest a Kevin Durant shot in the same way that you saw from time to time last night in Game 7 between the Thunder and Pacers. Someone like Chet Holmgren who's flying around, you know? Someone like that. That's pretty much the only person that could give Kevin Durant a run for his money when it comes to creating his own shot. So again, I ask, what is there? What possible excuse, what possible reason could there be to not have done this trade? Because now the Rockets are a Western Conference Finals contender, definitely. And they are, by proxy, a title contender as well. Are you going to put them on the same rung as the now champion Oklahoma City Thunder? No, you're not doing that yet. But they're closer. And then you take a look at the rest of the teams in the Western Conference that they're going to be jostling with for position these next couple of years. It's the Timberwolves. It's the Nuggets. Is it the Warriors still? It's an open Western Conference, and you got somebody who makes you better. So I think we're all in agreement. This was a good trade. The Rockets were patient. They waited. And this is also something that smells a whole lot like it's an Ime Udoka decision. Kevin Durant also played a hand here. There are multiple places that Durant could have gone to over the last calendar year. The Suns were trying to get him to Minnesota. He said no. The Suns were trying to get him to Golden State. He said no. But his relationship that he established with Ime Udoka during that season they had together in Brooklyn, and his relationship with his ex-college teammate, Royal Ivy, who is a Rockets assistant, makes me feel like this is an Ime Udoka and Kevin Durant joint kind of decision. Let's see what happens. And I got to say, I'm biased to this point, but if Ime Udoka is signing off on a decision right now, I'm in. I'm not second-guessing it right away. And I know some are going to do that. Oh, Durant's 37. Oh, he has had injuries. Oh, is he still as good as he used to be? Fair questions. But aren't the Rockets significantly better today? And they still have Amen Thompson. And they still have Alperen Şengün. And they still even have Tari Eason and Jabari Smith. I mean, they kept a lot of core pieces. Guys who, listen, maybe aren't the best, but they certainly do exactly what Ime Udoka wants. I don't know that Jalen Green necessarily did that. He could find that somewhere else, but the aggression, not always there. He did get better. He did start to buy in, defensively especially, but Jalen Green, to me, he is the embodiment of a past era of Rockets basketball, the Silas era. And fair or unfair, because I do think that Jalen Green was shaking some of those cobwebs off that all developed while Silas was running the show, and it felt like it was a very expensive daycare for a bunch of players that didn't really have a lot of pressure on them to be as best as they possibly could be. That is now completely in the past. This is a team that surprised a lot of people. They're not going to be surprising any people this coming season. So if you're not going to surprise anybody, add somebody that's going to make you more of a threat. And, you know, with multiple different owners, this is an organization that has always gone for it, which I respect. They didn't tank that long with the James Harden fallout, but they didn't tank, period, before that. Outside of, if you want to say, the Yao Ming season. But 94-95, I mean, they're pushing all their chips into the middle of the table. They're trading for Clyde Drexler in the middle of that run. Right afterwards, they go and get Charles Barkley and Scottie Pippen. Did that work out? No, not so much. But this is a team that has always looked for that next piece. They were the only team that was actually trying to be competitive with Golden State during the Warriors super team era. And once again, they're pushing their chips towards the middle of the table and bringing in somebody that makes them better. And the best part is, it wasn't that expensive to get him. So I'm very happy about this trade. You want to chime in, 713-780-3776 to call to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Sean A. Mace behind the glass. Good trade.
Yeah, good trade. My first reaction when I saw the Shams tweet was like, wait, let me read that again.
Yeah.
Like, no Jabari Smith. Like, that was, I was just kind of going through the checklist of like, no Jabari Smith, no Reed Shepard, no Tari. Oh, okay. Okay, I can do this. I mean, yeah, you trade a guy in Jalen Green who he's more of the idea of Jalen Green is better than the actual guy that we've seen for his four-year career so far. Like, you're trading a, you know, speculation piece, but you're going to have to start paying $30 million a year for the next two or three years because he has a player option. And then a starter on your team that you're immediately going to improve on. If you want to say that Kevin Durant's replacing Dylan Brooks, like you can, that's very easy to say, yeah, I like that. I like that trade. The number 10 pick, not super valuable to the Rockets.
Not now.
Given that they didn't play the number 3 pick this year.
At all.
So I think it's two assets where Jalen Green and the number 10 pick were at this. We could look back and say that this is the most value that these two assets will ever have. Is right now.
I think it's a very fair way of looking at it. And we'll see if Green can get better, but I do think that there is a ceiling that he's rather close to, at least as far as this version of him, where he is considered to be like a starting player that has to play every single game, fringe all-star kind of guy. I don't know that he gets that much better than this, even if, as the texter points out, he was the Rockets' best offensive player. Yeah, at times he could be. And at times he was awful. And at times he was looking scared out there. Is that fair? I don't know. He looked scared. That's what we all saw.
He was very easy to take out of a first-round playoff
series. And no one killed himself more afterwards than him.
Yeah.
He was reflective about it.
I don't think – neither of us think that he's, like, a bad guy.
No.
Or, like, has, like, even, like, a bad, like, mentality. I think he has a pretty good, like, head
too.
On his shoulders as far as, like, being a professional basketball
He responded to tough coaching with Ime Udoka. And, like, actually responded to it. And I think that was a big question with the Stone era – and of course Steven Silas, but it felt like Stone was trying to run everything. It felt like on the actual court there was just a different expectation than there clearly is now about, like, hey, the young guys, they're all that matters. Everything else we figure it out around them. And instead with Udoka, that has changed. It's why I buy into Udoka. Green, to his credit, actually adapted to it where someone like a Kevin Porter Jr. was never going to be able to, you know? Sean Mapes is behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. We're going to be talking about this all afternoon. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. We'll talk a little finals. We'll talk a little bit about what the Astros have been doing. But Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket. And I want to hear from you. We like to hear all sides of debate. You're going to mention age. You're going to mention injury concerns. Is that enough to push back against this trade? Is that enough to second-guess this trade? That's on the table for you. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in town. Stick around. First, though, let me tell you about our friends at Top Dog Fireworks. Top Dog's getting 14 locations in the greater Houston area that open tomorrow. You can get all the fireworks you need to blow stuff up around the 4th of July. Shop early for the best selection at the best prices. Their wall of buy one, get one free products. There's over 100 to choose from while supplies last. You can also see at these Top Dog Fireworks store locations their daily in-store promotions with great selection at great prices. If you spend $250, you receive your reward while supplies last. To find your Top Dog Fireworks location, visit their website, topdogfireworks.com. A portion of every single sale goes towards supporting local youth organizations. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you can enter Top Dog Fireworks Holiday Giveaway Contest. Each store location will have a winner of a fireworks assortment valued at over $450. Oh, you're blowing a lot of stuff up. And everyone who enters will have the opportunity to win the grand prize, the Top Dog Beast Assortment, valued at $1,100. To enter, visit a Top Dog Fireworks location. You can see all the locations at topdogfireworks.com and complete the entry form at the website. Again, topdogfireworks.com.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket. The Rockets got him yesterday, sending Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick in this week's draft, and 5 second-round picks to Phoenix to get him. He's in the last year of a contract that will pay him a little south of $55 million for this coming year, but he is eligible for a new 2-year extension right after the trade. The way things are being framed right now by the people in the know on the basketball side of things is that Durant and the Rockets will be more than a 1-year thing. Does that mean an extension happens now? Does that mean an extension happens later? I do not know at this moment in time, but I think just because there's a history with both Kevin Durant and Ime Udoka, along with Royal Ivy, Durant's friend, who's an assistant on this coaching staff, the way that it felt like Durant was turning down trade request after trade request. There were only a very select few amount of teams that he wanted to join. And that Udoka, from the sound of things, also pushed for the Rockets to go and get him. Feels like this is a decision that was made by those two guys. And the Rockets said, okay, we'll do this. Will it work out? I don't know, but I like the move. I don't think they gave up that much to get him. I understand some of the concerns about injury, about age. At the same time, you are better than you were before, in a way that you were probably not going to improve the remainder of this offseason. There's no one else in free agency you're bringing in that's going to make this much of a difference. You're going to overpay and probably be annoyed by the contract. Say the Rockets did find the cash to sign somebody. So you've got that going on. And also, we are now at the point where, because the Rockets have so many young players, the more draft picks you have, the more those guys can't play. They got a lot of depth. They got a lot of youth. That youth needs to play. At a certain point, NBA draft picks, particularly second-round picks, don't really carry a lot of weight. So you're throwing some real lottery tickets out there. Like the kind you forget that you even bought. You're trading a bunch of them to go get this guy in Kevin Durant, who statistically maybe isn't what he was a decade ago. But by the way, very few players in basketball history were. But he's definitely an upgrade offensively compared to everyone on this Rockets team, including the guy that they moved to go get him, Jalen Green. A text from, I believe, is this the 409? I think it's the 409. Oh, it is effing age and injury concerns. You gave up your best offensive and defensive player for an old-ass KD. Good luck in the play-in tournament. Who's going to drive the ball to the goal? You're out of your mind. Name one old man that played in the finals. Well, it's been a little bit since LeBron was in the finals. LeBron was up there in age. I don't think LeBron was 37 when he was in the finals with the Lakers. I'm going to assume 2020 championship. How long ago was that? He's 40 years old right now, so 35. Also, LeBron, absolute freak of nature. So you got that too. But Durant is, to a degree. You're going to have to be careful managing minutes. You're not playing him every night. He's going to be sitting a lot of back-to-backs. But you are better with this guy. Dylan Brooks is very good defensively. but he's not the Rockets' best defensive player. That was Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson, you can make a case, is the best defender in the league at this moment in time. Good luck in the play-in tournament. I mean, they had the number two seed in the West last year. Maybe they won't be the number two next season, but what? How far back do they go by moving Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks for Kevin Durant when they have young guys who definitely can fill the void? Don't you want to see more Tari Eason? Especially considering Ime Udoka has compared him to Kawhi Leonard. Stretch, for sure, much like it was a stretch that somebody anonymously compared Reed Shepard in his rookie season to Steve Nash in his rookie season, because Nash didn't play much. It's like, oh, two white guys who didn't play much their rookie season, they're all the same player. A little bit delusional to think that there's comparisons between the two, but there are next guys to step up and fill the void of two players that have left that weren't we all not fans of at some point recently? Dylan Brooks, when he first came here, didn't everyone hate him? And then we found out he was pretty cool to root for when he's on your team. Jalen Green, to this one texter, I would ask. I mean, didn't that series have you concerned? Don't you wonder if he's going to be able to bounce back and answer for that? I don't know. That's tough. Lots of players go through stuff like this. Some answer the call. Some just are that guy for the rest of their career.
Yeah. I would even push back on Jalen Green being the best offensive player on the Rockets, considering they hadn't a guy make the All-Star team in Alperen Şengün this season.
Yeah.
Also, even if we just say, like, yeah, sure, Jalen Green, best offensive player on the Rockets.
Maybe most range is why that person was framing it that way.
Sure. Kevin Durant, best on 2K for sure. Kevin Durant shot 52% from the field. Jalen Green shot 42% from the field.
I figured it would be less than that.
Basically every year of his career. And Durant, the last 2 years as an old man on Phoenix, 41% from three, 43% from three. Jalen Green basically every year, 33%.
Right. We were hoping, like, hey, maybe someday he'll be a 35% three-point shooter, which...
He got there once. But he's closer to 33, 34.
He's a volume three-point shooter. Yeah. And when he's hot, oh my God, it's terrifying. But that does not happen that often. He's great as a spark, as a guy that you're relying on for an entire series. He's not that. I suppose you could push back and say, well, Kevin Durant, can he still be the guy you relied on the whole series? We're going to find out. This past year in Phoenix, these past couple of seasons in Phoenix, hell, just the last couple of years of Durant's career have been weird. And if you want to say, okay, it's going to go just like Phoenix and it's going to go just like Brooklyn, I guess you could make that case. But I felt like in the case of both Phoenix and Brooklyn, you had organizations that were throwing things together that somebody who... what Sean was saying a moment ago, someone who likes NBA 2K would do. You know?
Yeah.
You still have to fill out the rest of the roster. You still have to have a plus coach. You still have to also have an organization that seems to know what it's doing. Phoenix does not, and I would argue that the Nets at times have seemed like they don't know what they're doing either.
Yeah, I would just say, like, look at Phoenix and tell me how many, like, good NBA players are on that roster.
A couple of years ago, we definitely thought differently about them than we do now. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely...
I just mean for, like, this past year's Phoenix team.
Right.
Where it's like... That's why they missed the play-in. It's because they had two good players. Kevin Durant was one of them.
And we look at Devin Booker totally different light now, yeah. Too. I mean, Booker struggled a little bit this season. People used to look at him as, you know...
like top 10-ish, top 5-ish guy in the league.
Yeah. They're not doing that anymore. So, I mean, what was Durant supposed to do there if that's one of the pushbacks that you have here? But
yeah, he'll just be on a way better team now.
We're going to leave...
If he can do this production on a way better team, you'll be a good team.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, and this is a team that we all think is pretty good, right? I mean, are you really missing out losing those two guys on a team that has Amen Thompson, that has Alperen Şengün, that has Tari Eason, in addition to Kevin Durant, and we'll see what Reed Shepard is? That is your challenge. Give a good reason as to why this won't work out. I don't know if I'm going to go so far as to say it's a home run, but they are better, and that's what you're supposed to do. I do not know if they could beat Oklahoma City in a 7-game series, but they definitely have more of a shot than they did before they brought in Kevin Durant. because this was a team that just really struggled to score in big spots last season. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket. Talking about that all show long.
Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
Rockets traded for Kevin Durant yesterday. They send Phoenix, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick in this week's draft, and 5 second-round picks to do it. How do you feel about the move? I like it. Do I love it? Closer to loving it than I am to disliking it or disagreeing with it in any way. They got better, and they didn't have to give up that much to get better. And they moved on from pieces that I do not know would have necessarily been in this team's long-term interests. I say it about Jalen Green because I do not know how much better he will get. We will see. Time will tell. And I say it about Dylan Brooks because Brooks could be very good for the Rockets at times, and defensively he definitely added a presence, but also from a shooting perspective. Yeah. There are some nights where you're like, okay, yeah, settle down a little bit. Do we need you to be shooting it 5, 6, 7, 8 times? Did have a couple of good games this season, but the Rockets did not give up much to get a guy who is, yes, 37 years old, yes, who has dealt with injuries, but still is shooting incredibly efficiently, 50-plus from the field, lights out from just about every spot on the court. Fred does not like the Kevin Durant trade. Fred, what you got? 713-780-3776 to call the text.
Yeah, I'm appreciating everything you're saying. I think they took a step backwards. I mean, they had a top-notch coach, Udoka, great coach. I think he was building a team of draft picks and young players. Oh, just like the two teams we just saw play for the championship. Now, someone's going to say, oh, yeah, but one of those teams, Indiana, they brought in someone. Yeah, they brought in Siakam right smack dab in the middle of his prime. This is not that. I would say they're going backwards by going out and getting Mr. Durant, because I don't know the last team that went out and got a major guy like him. Oh, like LeBron with the Lakers. They won a championship. They won something in the bubble. I'm not sure that was a championship. So it seems like they are going backwards a few cycles back versus what teams are doing now. Well, that's number one. I hear everyone. Go ahead.
Let me ask you about this. Okay, so backwards in the short term? Or backwards in the long term? Because in the short term, I don't see how they take a step back at all. I think they're a better team from a scoring perspective with Kevin Durant than they are without Kevin Durant.
This is what I would say to that. That has a lot of surface appeal. But over the long term, it seems like Udoka was building the kind of team that would end up in an NBA championship. And now what we have is everyone saying, oh, they're definitely better, they're definitely better, they're definitely better. Well, what's better than two? I don't hear anybody saying they're going to challenge for a championship, and I definitely don't hear anybody saying they're going to win a championship. You know, so maybe your question's moot. I don't know. You know, I just thought Udoka got off the track he was on, which is what most teams are trying to do these days. You know, and I think he did what he considered to be the best move by pulling in Durant. We'll see how it works out. I think it's going to give Houston fans a lot to be excited about. They'll enjoy going to the game just like they did with James Harden, just like they did with Charles Barkley and Clyde Drexler. But they're not going to win anything. So if that's what we're trying to do.
But Fred, I mean, it's going to achieve that. That's almost such a nihilistic way of looking at it. It's almost like, what's the point of anything, you know, if you're not definitively going to get there by making a purchase like this? I do get that sometimes it can feel like that in the NBA, but to where you're to where you're talking about them building this thing up, think about it from this perspective. Durant has a prior relationship with Udoka, so it's not like this is going to be some sort of culture clash when he comes in. It's got to be Durant's way or the highway. And Durant also has another coach on the staff in Royal Ivy who he's friends with, like going back to their time at Texas. Now, do friendships change when you're with somebody for a long period of time? Yes, I think as anyone who's had roommates, especially if you've known those roommates before, things change a little bit when you have someone as a roommate. But I think in both the short term and in the long term, things are still in place because, Fred, the other thing is too, and you know, we haven't even mentioned this, Phoenix wanted to get some of their first round picks back that we don't know what they will be in the near future. 2027, 2029, the Rockets still have those picks, which is the other thing that, you know, hey, you could still consistently add to this team as certain guys perhaps get priced out or end up not reaching their potential and the Rockets have to continue to make decisions, they still have a lot of flexibility to either, one, draft some of these guys and develop, or two, use those draft picks to actually go out and get something that could be a complimentary piece for some of the young players they have right now, or I guess for Durant, maybe 2 to 3 years down the road or something like that. So I feel like there's still a lot of possibilities for them to continue to build in their own way. And Durant, adding him, doesn't stop that in the way that going all in like Brooklyn did multiple times to bring in all of these pieces has gone in the past, you know? So I get what you're saying from the, hey, they built this from the ground up. It's a young team. It's a young core, all of that. But I the short-term step back, I do not see it. At the very least, they're on the same level as they were before swapping two for one in a Western Conference where it feels like it is OKC and everyone else, but you were a two seed in spite of all of your weaknesses and limitations this past season, and now you got a guy that, even if he's 37, is a damn good shooter who's almost impossible to stop because of his size and range.
Well, sir, I hear you. And after all of that, what I probably didn't hear is that they have a good chance to win a championship. There's a saying, I'm not going to say it right. Past history is sometimes the clearest indicator of future performance. I'm not saying it right. But I look at what Mr. Durant has done since he left Golden State. I haven't seen him lead any teams near to a breadth of an NBA championship. So I'm not sure why we think he's going to do that here. Oh, maybe we don't think he's going to do that because you didn't say that with all that explanation. Without them mastering a few more possibilities. I don't think they just signed Kevin Durant to all of a sudden go after more possibilities. That doesn't make sense.
I feel you, Fred. I feel you on that. I do think they're closer. I mean, the thing is, is there going to be anything that we could see, especially now with how wide open the NBA, that says definitively this team is going to win a title because of an addition that's made right now? If I'm going to point to anything, I would just say, look how wild these NBA playoffs just were. And yeah, Oklahoma City, they ran through the regular season. But I mean, take a look at the East, the teams that went down along the way, the fact that Indiana went as far as they did. I think that the NBA is a little bit more open than in years past. I think it's a little closer to the NFL than it's been in years past, where it doesn't feel like there's just this one team that's an absolute juggernaut. Oklahoma City, though, definitely has a chance to be that. Appreciate the phone call, Fred. Do not be a stranger. That was some good stuff there. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. We had somebody who texted in a little bit earlier, and that text was, Where did it go? Here we go. Doesn't this feel like the Astros trading for Justin Verlander in 2017? They have a strong core, and this move adds a proven guy that can put them over the hump. I'm not going to go that far because there's no Altuve, right?
Yeah.
There's potential, but is Shingun ever going to be the best at his position? Is Amen Thompson ever going to be the best at his position? Or have the four-year run that Altuve had in 2017 up to that point in time? I don't know. I would lean towards no.
The Astros had the best lineup in baseball and then added a number one starter basically at the top of his power. I guess he had kind of fallen off a little bit and then gotten back. Justin Verlander back in 2016-17 range. He kind of like found his stuff again after a mid-career slump. I don't think Kevin Durant's going to be able to like find his mid-career stuff back. Just that's not how it works in the NBA. But I again, just like the player he is on the court right now is better than Jalen Green.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I just don't know like how you can like say he isn't.
You have to look at it from a night by night basis as opposed to can Jalen Green have one awesome night more often than Durant does. You know,
it's also funny because Jalen Green literally plays every game. Jalen Green actually is consistently out there every night. Now, he might be out there, you know, 8 points, 3 for 13, but he's out there every night. Where Kevin Durant, probably like 65-ish games per season, he hovers around the what you need to do to make the all NBA teams. But when he's out there, it's getting a top 10 scorer in the league.
Regular season durability does not necessarily lend itself to championships. Look at James Harden first.
Yeah, it's like, Jalen Green then. as long as Durant's healthy from February on, like, I'm good. That's all I need. Like,
that is a big if, and they're going to have to manage it. But I'm with you there. Because now this is the kind of move that you had, and it's all right. Let's see what happens next summer, because that's what you brought him here for.
Yeah.
It's everybody else is supposed to get him to this point next year in the regular season, but this is the time of year that you're bringing in Kevin Durant for.
I also think that you need Şengün or Thompson to...
For sure.
To actually be contenders. Because I don't think Kevin Durant can be your best play, can be the best player on your title team. But the hope is that he can, A, get you closer. I mean, you lost in the first round of the playoffs. Fred's asking, how do you improve from being the two seed? Well, you lost in the first round of the playoffs.
And the next round.
And the guy you traded scored single digits for six of the eight games. Mm-hmm.
From the 281, the odds to win a championship for the Rockets have gone up. So Vegas thinks that they got better. I suppose that does not answer Fred's question, are they a championship contender? I think they're a Western Conference Finals contender.
Yes, I think if you're a West Finals contender, you're by default a championship contender. It's just that for me, it's more about creating, and Durant does this. Why Durant's nice to get is that he can do the crunch time offense stuff that you need him to. He can also play off the ball and let Şengün and Amin Thompson spread their wings a little bit more.
There have been examples of this happening and working in other sports. Do we take those from those other sports and apply them here? Because one of them almost happened here in town. And I think a lot of people are still mad about this one. What am I talking about? You'll find out on the other side. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. By the way, the summer circuit rolls on this week. Two locations for Thursday and Friday. You want to make sure that you're getting out to these locations, because when you get out there, what is going on, computer? You know what happens when you come back from a vacation? It just takes you a little bit of time to get back into the swing of things. And I got to say, you know, it's having a tough time getting back in the swing of things. My computer got cracked.
Oh no.
We overpacked the car with all of the luggage for this bachelor party. And at some point, it got smushed. So now all of a sudden, the touchscreen on this thing just keeps on, wild things keep happening. So apologies for that. But listen, as part of the summer circuit, where you have a chance to win two e-bikes, guess what? We're going to be at Cactus Jack in Baytown Thursday. And on Friday, we're going to be back at Drift. So make sure that you're hanging out with us all summer long. As part of the summer circuit. Anyway, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. And on Twitch, of course, at ESPN 975. The Rockets traded for Kevin Durant. In case you're just tuning in, they gave up Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick in this week's draft, and 5 second-round picks to make the trade happen. I like the move. I think some people are looking at this. Fred, our last caller, wondering, hey, when's the last time a team brought in an old veteran that was considered, at a point in time, arguably the best player in his sport, if not definitively the best player in his sport? It actually almost happened here. Way back in the day, and a lot of people turned up their nose at it. Myself included. I had personal reasons for it. But after the 2011 season, where the Houston Texans won their first AFC South, where they played so well in the second round of the playoffs against the Baltimore Ravens, despite TJ Yates being under center, there was a rumor during the offseason that the Texans could have gone out to get somebody who is arguably the greatest player in the NFL's history. I wouldn't make that case personally because, I don't know, he played for a team that was an arch rival of my favorite team, and my favorite team very often beat his team in playoff moments. And also, I was wondering about, hey, his head almost fell off his neck. Or his neck almost fell off his body. He missed an entire season. I'm, of course, talking about Peyton Manning, who the Texans turned their nose up at. What happened after that for Peyton Manning? Oh, a couple of seasons later, he set the NFL passing touchdowns in a season record. And then the next year, his team won the Super Bowl. He had less to do with that. But people turned their nose up at that here in town. Not everyone. And I'll admit I was wrong on that one, because I really wasn't sure what he would be coming off of that neck surgery. But signs with the Broncos, 2012, 2013, 2014. Broncos were top dog in the AFC. Like, they were it. That's the Peyton Manning effect. Is that the Kevin Durant effect? I don't know. Probably not. But as somebody brought up on YouTube, J-Dog says, this old man scores 27 points a game. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you don't even have to look at like his prime stats. You can just look at the last like 3 years. This guy's still insane.
He's still really freaking good. And is it just the age that has people looking at him as if he is somebody else? Like, that's what I'm wondering about. Because I think for the most part, we all agree that this trade was good and that the Rockets got better, even if we have some reservations. But I think a lot of them are harping on that, okay, he's 37 and he's been injured before. But I mean, last year, he played in 62 games for a team that was checked out. The year before that, he played 75 games. I don't know. I mean, I get looking at the guy's age and thinking, oh, no, I don't know what's going to happen. And you take a look at some of the other years, the past, like 2022, he only plays 47 games. 2021, he only plays 55 games. He, of course, tears his Achilles in the finals like he's Tyrese Halliburton, you know, against the Toronto Raptors. I mean, there's definitely been some moments where you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, that was a really long time ago. We're talking 7+ years.
Yeah, that was pre-pandemic.
Yeah. Was it the 2018, 2019 season?
2019 finals, he tore his Achilles.
Right, and he played 78 games that season, by the way.
And he didn't come back until the 2021 season.
Correct.
The 2020-2021 season. And then he was a toe length away from beating the eventual champion Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
In the playoffs.
Yep.
That's where I was like, well, they have come close to winning. Like, I get they lost in the second round, but I mean, they would have beat that Hawks team that the Bucks ended up beating. So like the Nets were very close to making a finals in the Durant era. Like very, like you can measure on the court how close they were. It was a toe away. So yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to two things. Like you said, the age. People just like when all the best players on the team are within 3 years of each other. And I don't think you have to do it like that. It helps. But you also didn't. I mean, you traded one guy that was 23 years old.
Yeah.
24.
And the other guy, I mean, overpaid. And by the way.
Yeah, you're going to have to. And that to me is when you have to change the way you think from like, hey, these are young guys growing together. Once you start having to pay them $30 million a year. Like, sorry, you're a real NBA player now. Like, we have to have some more serious conversations. Like, Şengün, you're going to get it too this season because this is the first year of his contract extension where, hey, guess what? Congrats, you're making $30 million a year. We're going to talk to you like you're a NBA player who makes $30 million a year. You're not a rookie contract guy where it's like, hey, let's see. Hey, it's all fun and upside. It's like, no. We're paying you a lot of money. We would like some results.
That's my favorite part of this, too, is that kid gloves are gone.
Yeah, you're
they're gone for every single team in town now.
Yeah, I mean, an adult team now.
You're about to have the same kind of season expectations that the Texans had going into last year. And that went very poorly for them, by the way. So it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to play with and actually live up to those. But Don't you think that they have a better chance to actually live up to them now that they brought in a guy in Kevin Durant who has scored and scored and scored for all of his career?
It's just like literally think about the end of those Warriors playoff games where it's like either it's Alperen Sengun trying to post up Draymond Green and they had to do that because they couldn't really run a pick and roll with anyone because no one else on the court would worry the Warriors enough if they had the ball in their hand. Like Fred VanVleet running a pick and roll with Alperen Sengun wasn't threatening to them. Jalen Green, other than game two, was bad the entire series. Like just having Kevin Durant on the court instead of Jalen Green in those situations, that wins you that series.
From the 832, and this text, thank you for staying listening because he definitely totally disagrees with us.
Yeah, we can respectfully disagree.
Yeah.
In America. Well, we can.
For the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part.
About basketball.
Maybe not about the other things. But yeah. Hey, bad trade. Time will show it. Not one old player was in the finals last night. It's a young man's game. Is that a fair way to characterize what led up to the NBA finals this season? I mean, there's certainly a level of attrition that you need to be able to have.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Pacers, more than anybody, until the very last. God, I feel so bad for Haliburton. I feel bad for the Pacers fans. I've never felt as bad for a team as I felt for them after last night's game.
Yeah, because it's not like he just like got hurt and it was like the what if of like this of that game seven.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like he's out for all of next year
All of next year too.
They couldn't even run this thing back.
You got all the way to game seven. It's the last possible.
They're up at halftime.
You win all these games. You're right. They were up by 1 point. You win all of these games that you're the underdog in.
Magical run. Yeah.
You're still hanging in there with Haliburton now, which that part to me, I was like, what? How is Oklahoma City not pulled away? And then the second half happened. Honestly, I think it killed all the momentum that the Pacers had. But, you know, looking at them, sure, they overcame a conference that dealt with injuries. Boston specifically had its own issue. I don't know if they would have been able to win with Jason Tatum out there against New York, but it was a very Kristaps Porzingis was not the same guy. I get the idea that, hey, this is not an old man's game, but it's not like this is not like Kevin Garnett and Jason Terry and Paul Pierce in Brooklyn. You know, like I feel like that's how it's being framed. It's a very, very successful, one of the best scorers in league history, who also on top of that happens to be a freak of nature, has just joined a team that I think to a T checks off every single box outside of scoring that you want out of a young basketball team. I mean, what Oklahoma City does, it's a worse version of that, but I mean, that's not an indictment on the Rockets. No, it's actually a compliment to them. I mean, that's one of the teams that's actually like this as far as being able to throw defenders at guys for an entire game and frustrate. That's what OKC's best at.
Yeah.
You have a modicum of that. And hell, I mean, obviously in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Thunder have the league MVP who just had a great season. They have Jalen Williams who can score 40 as well. Hell, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander didn't even play particularly well from a shooting perspective last night. It was a very Kobe-looking line at the end. It was like 9 for 27 or something like that. But he had a ton of assists. Sometimes you need somebody who just regularly scores. Durant, it is very rare that Durant has a game where it's just completely off. Like even Steph, you see it from time to time. Durant doesn't happen that often. I really like the move. But if you want to keep pushing back, you can. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket. We'll be talking about it all show. Stay tuned. ESPN 975, 925. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. And on the new app! Stick around.
ESPN 975.
John Granata here with Yanni Damaris from Damaris Barbecue. I am a wing connoisseur, and I think your Greek wings are as good as any wings in this city.
The Greek wings, I just had one that I brought in just now. It was awesome.
You can get them smoked as well.
Yes.
Or you can get them
fried with Frank's hot sauce. You can get them with our second-gen barbecue sauce. You can get them just about any way you want.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.